Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. Union Cabinet approves 7 major initiatives worth over 14,000 crore rupees to improve farmers' lives and their income. Cabinet also clears proposals to set up a semiconductor unit at Sanand in Gujarat and a new rail line project providing shortest connectivity between Mumbai and Indore. At least 16 people killed in rain-related incidents in Telangana. Heavy rain continued to lash several parts of Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. Benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty close at a new all-time high. And at ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian athletes win a gold, 2 silver and a bronze to take overall tally to 11. And now the news in detail. The Union Cabinet today approved 7 major schemes to improve farmers' lives and increase their income at a total outlay of over 14,000 crore rupees. Addressing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said key projects include the Digital Agriculture Mission, Crop Science for Food and Nutritional Security, Strengthening Agriculture Education, Sustainable Livestock Health, Horticulture Development, Krishi Vigyan Kendras and Natural Resource Management. He said the Digital Agriculture Mission is being developed on lines of the structure of Digital Public Infrastructure for Agriculture.
डिजिटल एग्रीकल्चर मिशन बेसिकली जो डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का स्ट्रक्चर है उसी आधार पे एग्रीकल्चर के लिए इसका डेवलपमेंट किया जा रहा है. डिजिटल एग्रीकल्चर मिशन 2817 करोड़ रुपीस की टोटल इन्वेस्टमेंट से बनेगा. इसमें 2 फाउंडेशनल पिलर्स रहेंगे. एक रहेगा एग्री स्टैक, दूसरा रहेगा कृषि डिसीजन सपोर्ट सिस्टम.
Mr. Vaishnaw said a 309-kilometer-long new rail line project has also been approved by the Cabinet to provide the shortest connectivity between 2 major commercial hubs, Mumbai and Indore. The project will be completed by the year 2028-29.
Manmad-Indore new line, 18,000 crore rupees ka ye project hai total. Aur ye project hone se overall ek connectivity ke liye pura ek access milega jisme industrial development ho payega, logon ko aane jane ko suvidha milegi. Aur khas kar jo Mumbai, Bharat ka jo financial capital hai, isko access is pure area ke liye achhi milegi.
The Cabinet has also cleared a proposal to set up a semiconductor unit at Sanand in Gujarat. The proposed unit will be set up with an investment of 3,300 crore rupees. We have a report.
The capacity of this unit will be 60 lakh chips per day. The chips produced in this unit will cater to a wide variety of applications such as industrial, automotive, electric vehicles, consumer electronics, telecom, mobile phones and others. The center had notified the program for development of semiconductors and display manufacturing ecosystem in December 2021 with a total outlay of 76,000 crore rupees. In June last year, the Union Cabinet had approved the first proposal for setting up a semiconductor unit at Sanand, Gujarat. In February this year, 3 more semiconductor units were approved. Construction of all 4 semiconductor units is progressing at a rapid pace. The cumulative capacity of these units is about 7 crore chips per day. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
President Draupadi Murmu has said the contribution of cooperative sector in India's development is incomparable. She said Lijjat Papad and Amul are the finest examples of the success of cooperative sector. The president was speaking at the Golden Jubilee celebration of Sri Varana Women Cooperative Group at Varana Nagar in Kolhapur this afternoon.
निजी उद्यम और व्यापार ने देश के आर्थिक विकास में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाई है, लेकिन सहकारिता का योगदान देश के विकास में अतुलनीय है. अमूल और लिज्जत पापड़ जैसे घर घर में जाने वाले ब्रांड सहकारिता की ही देन है. मॉडर्न मैनेजमेंट में भी सहकारिता को महत्व दिया जाता है. आज इस वाराणसी घाटी में जो विकास हुआ है उसके मूल में सहकारिता ही है.
President Murmu reached Kolhapur today on a 3-day visit to Maharashtra. senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi, today launched the party's membership drive in New Delhi. Mr. Modi got his membership renewal certificate from party president JP Nadda. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, BJP government has started a special effort by creating the PM Janman Yojana that aims to bring tribal communities into the mainstream.
हमारे जो ट्राइबल बेल्ट हैं, उसमें दूर दराज के जो क्षेत्र हैं, उसमें पीएम जनमन योजना शुरू की है। आज देश में वो लोग वो झुग्गी झोपड़ी में जिंदगी गुजारते थे, वो फुटपाथ पे जिंदगी गुजारते थे, ऐसे 4 करोड़ परिवारों को हमने एड्रेस दिया है।
BJP National President JP Nadda, senior party leaders and union ministers Amit Shah and Rajnath Singh also addressed the gathering. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Heavy rain has disrupted normal life in Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. In Telangana, at least 16 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents amid the current spell of heavy rainfall in the state. Talking to media in Hyderabad today, State Minister D. Sridhar Babu said the situation is grim in the worst affected districts like Khammam, Mehboobabad and parts of Suryapet. Meanwhile, Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy visited the Khammam and Suryapet districts and took stock of the situation. The Chief Minister announced ex gratia of 10,000 rupees to the families affected by the floods. He also urged Prime Minister Narendra Modi to declare the situation as a national calamity. Our correspondent has the details.
Several villages remained waterlogged due to flooding. The local authorities have stepped up measures to bring normalcy in the affected areas in Khammam district and making all-out efforts to restore the road linkages and repair the railway lines which were washed away. They initiated works worth 650 crore rupees to repair the retaining wall of Munneru stream. Traffic on the Hyderabad-Vijayawada National Highway has been diverted through other routes. NDRF teams are carrying out the rescue operations in rain-hit areas. Meanwhile, the Met officials have issued an alert that moderate rain is likely in some districts for next 24 hours. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
In Andhra Pradesh, all efforts are being made to restore normalcy in the flood-affected regions. More from our correspondent.
36 teams of Disaster Response Force, 152 motorboats and 280 active swimmers have been pressed into action to undertake rescue operations in the flood-impacted areas of NTR and Guntur districts. Helicopters and drones have been deployed to provide food and medicines to the inaccessible areas. Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu visited the severely impacted Singh Nagar area in Vijayawada in a motorboat this evening to oversee the relief operations. With the water inflow Prakasham Barrage on Krishna River in Vijayawada reaching alarmingly high levels, people residing near retaining wall, Krishnalanka and Tadepalli are being evacuated. With breaches in the Kazipet Vijayawada and Guntur Vijayawada railway sections, as many as 275 trains were cancelled and 149 were diverted. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Maharashtra, Parbhani, Nanded, Bid, Jalna and Hingoli districts have been the most affected due to heavy rains, leading to overflowing of rivers, closure of roads and highways. In Parbhani district, an Indian Army column comprising 60 soldiers and medical teams was mobilized today to assist the district administration in rescue and relief measures. As per a preliminary assessment, floods have affected people in at least 63 villages, damaging some houses and crops. In Gujarat, the India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over the next 4 days. A red alert for very heavy rainfall has been issued for Surat and Bharuch district tomorrow. We have more details in this report.
After a short break, the South Gujarat region has once again recorded very heavy rainfall today. Torrential rains led to the rise in the water level of Ambika, Olan, Valmiki, Zakuri rivers of South Gujarat. Flood-like situation occurred in Dolvan Tehsil of Kapi district, which recorded the highest 8 inches of rainfall today. More than 250 children and staff stranded in flood water in the Ashram School of Dolvan were rescued by NDRF. Normal life was affected due to waterlogging and closure of roads and highways. Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 women pilgrims were killed and a minor girl was seriously injured after a landslide en route to the Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine near Panchi helipad this afternoon. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has expressed grief over the loss of lives due to landslides. The Supreme Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's aide, Bibhav Kumar, in the Swati Maliwal assault case. Imposing a slew of conditions, the Apex Court ordered that Kumar will not be restored to his position of personal secretary to the Delhi Chief Minister or given any official assignment in the Chief Minister's office. The Central Bureau of Investigation arrested former principal of the Kolkata's R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital, Dr. Sandeep Ghosh, today over financial misconduct in the medical establishment. He was being interrogated by the agency in connection with the rape and murder of a woman doctor, as well as financial irregularities at the hospital. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day visit to Brunei and Singapore tomorrow. The Prime Minister is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassan al-Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on symptoms, prevention and cure of vector-borne diseases. We will be joined in our studios by Dr. Tanu Jain, Director, National Center for Vector-Borne Diseases Control, and Dr. Puneet Mishra, Professor, Community Medicine, AIIMS. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions from 9:30 p.m. onwards. To participate, dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444. Domestic benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty hit their fresh all-time closing high levels today and a rally in the U.S. markets. We have a report.
At the closing bell, the BSE Sensex gained 194 points to close at 82,560. The NSE Nifty rose 43 points to close at 25,279. In the global crude market, Brent crude was trading 0.06% down to $76.88 per barrel when reports last came in. Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav for Akashvani News.
On to sports. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, day 5 turned out to be a memorable one for the country as Indian athletes won a gold, 2 silver and a bronze to take the overall tally to 11. Nitesh Kumar bagged a gold medal in para badminton, defeating Britain's Daniel Bethel. In men's singles SL3 event, Yogesh Kathunia won silver medal in F56 category of men's discus throw event. It's his second successive silver medal in Paralympics. We have a report.
It was truly a blood-curdling encounter. Shuttler Nitesh, who took 1-0 lead by winning the first game 21-14 rather comfortably in 31 minutes. The second game, though, turned out to be a close affair with Bethel forcing a decider by clinching it 21-18. The decider was also a breathtaking affair, with Bethel saving a match point before putting himself on the brink of winning the clash. However, Nitesh kept his cool, bounced back and eventually took the game and the gold. With a season-best attempt of 42.22 meter, India's Yogesh Kathunia retained his silver medal in men's discus throw F56 event. Famous author Geoff Colvin, in his book Talent is Overrated, said, "Champions become champions because their mindset is different." The performances of the two athletes today definitely qualify the statement. With Pratyush Ghosh's report, Swati Rakheja from Sports Desk for Akashvani News.
A short while ago, shuttler Thullasimathi Murugesan claimed silver after losing her women's singles SU5 final to China's Qiu Xiayang. Another shuttler, Manisha Ramadas, won a bronze in women's singles SU5 category after beating Catherine Rosengren of Denmark. The President, Vice President, Prime Minister and Sports Minister have congratulated all the winners. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Union Cabinet approves 7 major initiatives worth over 14,000 crore rupees to improve farmers' lives and their income. Cabinet also clears proposals to set up a semiconductor unit at Sanand in Gujarat and a new rail line project providing shortest connectivity between Mumbai and Indore. At least 16 people killed in rain-related incidents in Telangana. Heavy rain continued to lash several parts of Andhra Pradesh, Maharashtra and Gujarat. Benchmark equity indices Sensex and Nifty close at a new all-time high. And at the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian athletes take the overall tally to 11. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.